Make and keep a promise. Many times people have asked me, what is one thing I can do to really help me get back on the gospel path? I often say to them, make and keep a promise. Start small, but make a promise and keep it. After you've done that, make and keep larger and larger promises until you're able to witness to God that you're willing to take upon yourself the name of His Son and always remember Him and keep His commandments, so that you may always have His Spirit to be with you. To make up one's mind is not an easy thing. The Savior asked those who followed Him, which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? He then explained the extent of the commitment He requires of us. Whosoever forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be My disciple. To be a true disciple, a person must be willing to subordinate everyone and everything to Christ, his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also. Those are His words in Luke 14. In other words, unless we have made Him the supreme loyalty in our lives, we are not fully prepared to enter into the covenant. He said, wherefore settle this in your hearts, that ye will do the things which I shall teach and command you. We may have made promises in the past and then failed to keep them, simply because afterward we didn't feel like doing what we said that we would. But if we will develop the capacity to make and keep promises, our sense of personal honor will gradually become greater than our moods. And if we consistently keep our promises, everyone around us will eventually know that whatever we say will come to pass. We demonstrate honesty when our word conforms to reality, but we demonstrate integrity when reality conforms to our word. That is, when we create the reality. This gives us a sense of honor that empowers our relationship with the Lord and with other people.